It's the height of summer 2019, and Honolulu's having a bit of an art and design moment with some interesting shows scattered around town. From the foot of Diamond Head to right there in Kaka'ako. In fact, there's an installation featuring local designers and makers at South Shore Market. Public spaces there in the market are now turned into the Shape of the Wave to Come Gallery. Let's meet the curator. When I met curator-photographer-instigator Mark Kushimi, I asked about the name of his new gallery at South Shore Market, The Shape of the Wave to Come. And he said, yeah, it is related to
musician Ornette Coleman's 1959 jazz album, The Shape of Jazz to Come. That album was a lot of abstract, not really popular riffs, you know. It was more about people using their raw creativity to solo over bars, you know.
The Shape of Jazz to Come charted new territory. I mean, there was no piano, no guitar, just plastic saxophone, trumpet, bass, and drums duking it out.
And I think that's sort of related to this show.
Kushimi collected key creatives around Honolulu for this show. Kushimi's done this before. He was editor-in-chief of Contrast Magazine, an influential nexus for creatives that started publishing in 2009.
Obviously, like when we started it, the whole thing was print was dead, you know? But of course, me and my friends go the other way. We went against the grain and there really wasn't anything here that we could connect to, so we made it.
Contrast captured a new Honolulu aesthetic and published stories about fun local kids until 2017. Similarly, the Wave to Come show features photographers, graphic designers, writers, illustrators who work in our town, making a living and influencing what we see all around us.
The idea was to take what I did with the magazine and give them the real thing on the walls, you know?
In the gallery, look for paintings by Kalani Largusa and a copper wall sculpture that says, Take It Easy by Matt Tapia. They're works by 17 artists.
My interest is real life. You know, I think real life is just so beautiful enough that you don't have to make a fake life or something to aspire to. So a lot of the photographs you see in there are just moments of real life. Something that you might see like, hey, you know what? I could take this photograph, go and get a camera, go out there and shoot something, you know? I mean, that's what it's all about, showing people what people are doing and also inspiring other people to get up and do it themselves, you know?
Kushimi says Honolulu's creative scene is healthy and supportive these days.
My good friend Zen, I think he said it best when he said, you know, the kids are all right right now.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.
Manifest each